Coffee Break Italian Magazine, Season 1, Episode 1. Buongiorno a tutti, bentornati, siamo tornati. Come stai, Francesca?
Ciao Mark, sto benissimo, grazie. E tu?
Sto benissimo e molto lieto di essere qua, ancora una volta.
Sì, anch'io ovviamente.
Nello studio per fare un progetto nuovo.
Sì, sono emozionatissima per questo nuovo progetto.
Let's explain to our listeners a little bit about what is involved in this new project. There are three segments. First of all, we're going to be looking at a text, and this text will have something to do with Italian culture. Francesca, can you give us some examples of the type of things that we might be looking at?
Sì, it could be a variety of different topics ranging from food, tourism, sports, cinema, famous Italians.
All sounds good. So this will include a text in Italian and
sì.
Then we'll talk about the language in that text.
Exactly.
We'll go through the text in more detail. Then the second part of our show involves our listeners.
Sì.
Because this is where you can ask a question and we will answer your question. That could be a grammar question. It could be something to do with the studying of Italian or some advice that you're looking for. And we're delighted to have some questions already to answer. And of course, we're looking forward to hearing more questions from our listeners. And then the third part. Tell us a little bit the third part of the show.
The third part is like the cherry on the cake.
Ah, I like it. The cherry on the cake.
La ciliegina sulla torta.
La ciliegina sulla torta. Okay.
And we are going to give our listeners something very short but interesting and easy to remember, like idiomatic expressions or proverbs, sayings. So something very short but a nice addition.
Something nice to finish off the show.
Mm-hmm.
All
sì.
Sounds good. Allora, sei pronta?
Sono prontissima e piena di energia.
Perfetto. Allora,
cominciamo.
Cominciamo. Dunque, come va tutto? Tutto bene?
Sì, tutto bene, grazie.
Ma senti, ho una domanda.
Dimmi, Mark.
Forse un po' indiscreta.
Oh, mamma mia, adesso sono preoccupata.
Allora, prima sono passato in ufficio.
Sì.
E sulla tua scrivania?
Sì.
Ho visto dei cioccolatini.
No, non è possibile.
Penso che dobbiamo spiegare ai nostri ascoltatori che Francesca ha deciso di non mangiare dolci per tutto il mese.
È vero.
Ma ora ho un dubbio.
No, io giuro, Mark, che non ho mangiato niente di dolce.
Però quei cioccolatini...
No, allora, sai, Mark, cosa facciamo?
Dimmi.
Andiamo a Roma e vediamo cosa dice la bocca della verità.
Mi sembra un'ottima idea. So as we've explained, this first section is focusing on a text, and this text we're going to hear read out by Francesca. Francesca, can you read us our text, which of course is about la bocca della verità?
Sì.
Ok.
Quando progettiamo un viaggio a Roma, nella lista dei luoghi da visitare, di solito non manca mai la famosa bocca della verità. Uno dei simboli storici della città eterna, reso famoso dal film Vacanze romane con Audrey Hepburn e Gregory Peck. Ma che cos'è la bocca della verità? Se chiudete gli occhi, probabilmente potete visualizzare tutti l'enorme volto di un uomo barbuto che si trova fuori dalla chiesa di Santa Maria Cosmedin a Roma. Se vi recate in questo luogo, vedrete una lunga fila di gente, bambini inclusi, che, un po' nervosi, infilano la loro mano nella bocca della verità. In passato, infatti, si pensava che questa speciale bocca avesse il potere di capire se una persona stava dicendo una bugia o la verità. Soprattutto quando si trattava di verità in materia di fedeltà coniugale, aiuto. Una volta infilata la mano nella bocca, se la persona, molto spesso una donna, diceva la verità, poteva estrarre la sua mano intatta. Ma Se la persona diceva una bugia, allora la bocca le mangiava la mano. Tranquilli, in realtà la bocca da sola non poteva mordere nessuno, però per aiutarla qualcuno si nascondeva lì dietro e con un enorme spillone punzecchiava la mano della povera vittima. Ma la bocca della verità, in origine, aveva una funzione ben diversa. Infatti, veniva usata come copritombino e proprio per questo motivo, sia gli occhi che la bocca e il naso sono buchi da cui poteva passare l'acqua. Oggi la bocca della verità è soltanto una simpatica attrazione turistica per grandi e piccini che, come ricordo della loro vacanza a Roma, vogliono una foto che li immortali nel momento della verità. E anche se ormai tutti sanno che non c'è nessun pericolo, chissà se un lieve brivido scorre comunque lungo la schiena di chi si accinge ad infilare la propria mano nella bocca più temuta del mondo.
Fantastico! I remember my very first visit to the Bocca della Verità.
Ah.
I was 8 years old and we had traveled to Italy, driven to Italy.
From Scotland,
yeah.
Wow.
With the caravan behind us. Oh. And all the way to Italy. And we were staying with my relatives in Tuscany.
Okay.
But then we also took a few days to go down to Rome. So we went down to Rome, stayed in Ostia, in a campsite in Ostia.
Wow.
And then we went into Rome. And I remember clearly going to visit the Bocca della Verità. And I was so scared to put my hand into it because I really did think it was going to bite me.
Oh, che carino, il piccolo Mark.
Il piccolo Mark. I'm sure there's probably a photo. We'll need to ask Signora Gloria if there's a photo somewhere.
Sì, Signora Gloria, inizia a cercare.
Okay, so what we're going to do with this text now is go back through it and we'll talk about the language contained in it. Obviously, that was lots of Italian to listen to for our listeners. And it was almost 3 minutes worth of quite tricky Italian. So let's go back through it and talk about the language. And that way we'll help you understand. And we can talk about tricky things, which will be explained. So let's go back through. And Francesca, if you can read each part and we'll talk about that. We'll explain what it means, give a translation, and then we can pick up on any tricky parts.
Va bene, ok, cominciamo.
Ok.
Allora, e quando progettiamo un viaggio a Roma?
Ok, so when we plan, progettare, to plan, quando progettiamo un viaggio a Roma, when we plan a journey to Rome.
Nella lista dei luoghi da visitare.
In the list of places to visit, remember the da plus infinitive, it's a really useful expression, ho molto da fare, I've got lots to do. So, nella lista dei luoghi da visitare, in the list of places to visit.
Di solito non manca mai la famosa Bocca della Verità.
Usually, never misses the famous Bocca della Verità, literally the mouth of truth. So usually the mouth of truth, the Bocca della Verità, is always there on your list.
Uno dei simboli storici della città eterna.
One of the historic symbols of the eternal city.
Reso famoso dal film Vacanze Romane.
This is interesting because reso is, I think, an interesting word from the verb rendere.
Sì.
So it means made famous.
Sì.
But why wouldn't we say fatto famoso?
It's just the collocation. You cannot say fare famoso,
okay.
But rendere famoso.
So, rendere famoso. So reso famoso, made famous from the film Roman Holiday with, of course, Audrey Hepburn and Gregory Peck.
Ma che cos'è la bocca della verità?
But what is the bocca della verità?
Se chiudete gli occhi.
If you close your eyes.
Probabilmente potete visualizzare tutti l'enorme volto di un uomo barbuto.
You can probably visualize, you can all probably visualize the enormous volto.
Volto, sì, è un
face.
Sinonimo di faccia,
di faccia,
sì,
okay.
Un po' più poetico.
Ah, very posh, okay. So the enormous face of a bearded man, un uomo barbuto.
Sì, che si trova fuori dalla chiesa di Santa Maria Cosmedin a Roma.
So which is found outside the church of Santa Maria Cosmedin in Rome, of course.
Se vi recate in questo luogo.
Now, this is a bit posh.
Are you talking about recarsi?
Sì. It just means if you go.
Sì.
So if you go to this place,
vedrete una lunga fila di gente.
A nice future tense there from the verb vedere. So vedrete, you will see a long line of people, a long queue of people.
Bambini inclusi.
Including children.
Che un po' nervosi.
Who a little bit nervous. And of course, nervosi there is plural because it's referring to all these people and the bambini.
Sì. Infilano la loro mano nella bocca della verità.
So they were sliding in their hand.
Sì.
Into the bocca della verità.
In passato.
In the past.
Infatti.
In fact.
Si pensava che questa speciale bocca.
It was thought that, so si pensava, one thought that, one used to think that, but we could translate that as a passive in English, it was thought
sì.
That. This special mouth
avesse il potere di capire.
Now this is interesting, had the power of understanding, we'll come back to it in a moment.
Okay. Se una persona stava dicendo una bugia o la verità.
So I think you can understand this. If a person was telling the truth was telling a lie or
una
the
bugia,
truth.
Sì.
Una bugia o la verità or the truth. Right. So let's come back a little to this.
Okay.
Avesse.
Sì.
Si pensava che questa speciale bocca avesse il potere di capire se una persona stava dicendo una bugia o la verità.
Sì.
Puoi spiegarci?
Sì, this is a nice congiuntivo.
An imperfect subjunctive, isn't it?
Imperfetto, sì, sì. We have a verb of opinion, pensare, mm-hmm. and the action of pensare doesn't take place in the present, but in the past. So mm-hmm. we are talking about what people used to think in the past. Mm-hmm. And because it's an opinion, pensare, in Italian, every time we use pensare, we need to use a subjunctive in the clause that comes after.
Okay, so in this case, it's the verb avere, and we're using the imperfect subjunctive of avere.
Sì.
And the reason for that is that trigger there is the verb pensare. Pensare che we need the subjunctive, and of course it's an imperfect here because we're talking about what happened in the past.
Esatto.
Okay, so in the past it was thought that this mouth had the possibility of knowing whether or not someone was telling the truth.
Soprattutto quando si trattava di verità. In materia di fedeltà coniugale.
Above all, when it was a question of, quando si trattava di, truth, mm-hmm. when it comes to conjugal fidelity.
Sì, mamma
so,
mia.
Yeah, the truth about couples, basically, whether sì. couples were being faithful.
Aiuto!
Help! Okay.
Una volta infilata la mano nella bocca.
This is a little bit tricky, I think. Because literally, if we translate it, one time, infilata, that's an adjective or a kind of past participle here, yeah. So one time slid the hand, la mano, nella bocca, in the mouth. So one time slid the hand within the mouth. What we're saying is, once you put your hand in the mouth.
Mm-hmm. Se la persona.
If the person.
Molto spesso una donna.
Very often a lady.
Diceva la verità.
Was telling the truth.
Poteva estrarre la sua mano intatta.
She could extract, or the person could extract, his or her hand intact, intatta.
Ma...
But...
Se la persona diceva una bugia...
If the person was telling a lie...
Allora la bocca le mangiava la mano.
Right, so the mouth, to him or her, ate the hand. And now that le in there, it means, in this case... To her or to him or her, because we're talking about una persona.
Sì,
okay.
So if it could be a man or a woman in this
yeah.
case.
If it were specifically a man, it would be gli mangiava la mano.
Sì, if we had, for example, se l'uomo diceva una bugia, mm-hmm. allora la bocca gli mangiava la mano.
Okay, good. Okay, so... Is this really what happened?
No, tranquilli.
Relax.
Sì. In realtà...
In reality?
La bocca da sola non poteva mordere nessuno.
The mouth on its own wasn't able to bite anyone.
Però...
However...
Per aiutarla...
In order to help it, la sì. being the bocca...
Sì, qualcuno si nascondeva lì dietro.
Someone was hidden behind.
E con un enorme spillone.
With an enormous pin? Una spilla is a pin?
Sì, sì.
So un spillone is a big one?
Sì, mamma mia. Che paura. punzecchiava la mano della povera vittima.
Okay, so I have never ever come across the word punzecchiare. But it's got to have something to do with pinching or something like that,
sì,
yeah?
To sting, to prick.
Prick, okay. Sì. So pricked the hand of the poor victim. Fortunately, that did not happen to me when I was a little child there.
Oh, eri un bravo bambino, Mark. Chiederò conferma alla signora Gloria.
Okay, now, the bocca delle verità indeed had a different origin. It wasn't always that.
Sì, la bocca della verità in origine aveva una funzione ben diversa.
So in origin it had a very different function.
Infatti veniva usata come copritombino.
Right, now this is interesting. Veniva usata. Mm-hmm. That's quite formal, isn't it? Because it's meaning it was used,
sì.
But we're using the verb venire and not essere there.
Sì.
It came to be used,
sì.
But or, it was used.
In Italian we can use verb venire to form the passive voice. Okay. So.
So it was used as a copritombino. What's that?
See, I didn't know this word in English, so a manhole cover.
Oh, okay, right, okay, that makes sense. Yes.
Nothing to do with tombs or...
No, the tombino, I was a little bit worried there, but no. So a manhole cover.
Sì, e proprio per questo motivo...
And exactly for this reason.
Sia gli occhi che la bocca e il naso sono buchi.
Okay, so can you help us here, Francesca? Because this sia seems like, oh, that's a subjunctive. What's going on?
Oh, no, nothing to do with okay. The subjunctive. Relax. The structure sia che in Italian means both and.
Right, so both the eyes, the mouth and the nose are holes.
Da cui poteva passare l'acqua.
Through which water could pass.
Esatto.
Okay, so okay. A manhole cover allowing drainage.
Sì, sì, okay. I romani erano sì. Molto intelligenti
esatto.
Da questo punto di vista. Okay. Ok, e oggi invece vediamo cosa succede. Mm-hmm. Oggi la bocca della verità è soltanto una simpatica attrazione turistica.
Okay, so today the bocca della verità is simply a nice tourist attraction.
Per grandi e piccini.
For old and younger people,
sì.
Basically, for big and small.
Che, come ricordo della loro vacanza a Roma,
who, as a souvenir of their holiday in Rome,
vogliono una foto.
They want a photo, talking about these grandi e piccini.
Che li immortali nel momento della verità.
Okay, so this is a photo, and it's a specific type of photo, which immortalizes them. A little tricky that, che li immortali
sì.
Nel momento della verità,
aha.
So in the moment of truth.
Sì, esatto. E anche se ormai tutti sanno che non c'è nessun pericolo.
We've seen that word ormai lots of times, and even if by now everyone knows that there's no danger.
Chissà.
Who knows, perhaps.
Se un lieve brivido...
So that's a light shiver or something
sì,
like that, yeah?
Sì, sì. Allora, chissà se un lieve brivido scorre...
So runs down...
Mm-hmm, scorre comunque lungo la schiena...
So runs down the back, however...
di chi si accinge ad infilare la propria mano nella bocca più temuta del mondo.
Right, there's a lot
okay,
in there, isn't
sì.
There? Yeah. So accingersi...
Accingersi, it means to be about, to do something, to approach.
In this case, the bocca.
Sì,
so,
sì.
So who knows if a little shiver will run down the spine of whoever is about to slide their own hand mm-hmm. into the most feared mouth of the world.
Sì, la bocca più temuta del mondo.
Brilliant. Okay, I hope you've enjoyed this text. We'll be back in just a moment with more Italian for you. Now, if you would like to get more out of the Coffee Break Italian magazine, then you may be interested in signing up for the full course over at the Coffee Break Academy. For each episode of the magazine, we also provide a transcript with lesson notes, vocabulary lists, and exercises to help you get the most out of this course. Head over to coffeebreakacademy.com for more information. Welcome back. This is the part of the show where the Coffee Break Italian listeners become the stars of the show. So who is going to be our star listener this week, Francesca?
Oggi abbiamo Greg.
Greg. Okay, let's listen to Greg's question.
Hi, this is Greg in Seoul, Korea. I've been studying Italian with Coffee Break Italian for about 2 years, and I'm wondering if you could talk a little about the word prego. I hear it so much when I'm in Italy. I know it means you're welcome, but could you also let us know other contexts in which it's used? Thank you.
Grazie mille, Greg.
Sì, sì. Che domanda interessante.
Esatto. Okay, Francesca, so how do we use prego?
Well, first of all, as Greg has just said, it's the natural response to grazie.
Prego.
Esatto. So we all know that already. Mm-hmm. But Greg is also right in pointing out that the word prego also has other functions. Yep. It's used in a variety of situations. I must say that prego is a very nice and courteous word. Mm-hmm. And for example, we use it in Italian to show someone in, to invite someone to take a seat, or to tell someone to go first.
Okay, can you give us some examples?
Sì. Yeah. Ad esempio, if you're about to enter my office or my house, I would say, prego, entra pure.
Okay, so we've got that pure in there as well. Just, please come in.
Do come in. Yep. Or if you want to tell someone to take a seat, prego, accomodati.
Okay, accomodati. That's a tricky stress word, isn't it?
Accomodati. Oh, prego, siediti.
That one's easier, yeah. So please sit down.
See, I would say that prego is always, in this case, is always accompanied by your hand, showing the person that they can take a seat, or they can take something that's on the table, for example. Mm-hmm. Or if you want to tell someone to go first, prego, vada pure.
Okay, so the vada there is our formal command, vada pure.
Sì.
Or if we were at a language show, one of these exhibitions that we sometimes do, and we were handing out leaflets there, could we say, you know, please take one? Is that idea?
Prego, prenda pure. Or if someone is a bit hesitant and they want to take a leaflet, for example, but they're not sure whether they can or not, we would encourage them by saying, prego.
Yeah, sì. Good.
So in this way, it's a very, very nice and polite word.
Excellent. Is it also used in the sense of dining when you're in a restaurant, for example?
Sì, waiters, I camerieri o le cameriere, they always say prego when they're serving food. Mm-hmm. So if they're coming with your carbonara and they're about to put it on your table, they would say prego.
But never pizza al pollo.
Oh, no.
Ti prego.
Ti prego.
Oh, there's another use.
In that case, it would be ti prego, sì.
So
sì.
What does ti prego mean?
È come, oh, please don't. Do me a favor.
Literally, it's I'm begging you, isn't it? Because it's the verb pregare.
Pregare, sì.
So to pray or to beg. So ti prego, I'm begging you. Could we use also prego in the sense of a religious sense?
Sì, the word prego itself means I'm praying. Mm-hmm. So if you are entering a church or a mosque or wherever you pray, you can simply say prego, like I'm praying.
Mm-hmm. And a linked word for a prayer is una preghiera.
Una preghiera, sì, benissimo. Certo, okay. Certo.
Is there anything else that you would use prego for?
Let me think. Yes, actually, this could be very useful for our learners. You can say prego when you don't understand what an Italian is telling you and you want them to repeat. So you could simply say prego, scusi.
So just asking someone to repeat.
Exactly.
A very, very useful word indeed. And obviously we've covered prego in the response to grazie way, way back in early lessons of Coffee Break Italian. But at this point, we're looking at getting more into the language and looking at these nuances of the language. So that's a fantastic question from Greg. If you have a question, then we'd love to hear from you. Simply go to coffeebreakquestions.com and ask your question there, or use the voicemail link on our website. Okay, so it's now time for the final segment of this episode, La ciliegina sulla torta.
Sì.
So, Francesca, what have you got for us today?
Today I was thinking of linking my ciliegina sulla torta with the main episode, mm-hmm. and I have prepared a saying.
Yeah, okay, a saying, so something to do with truth.
Sì, something to do with truth, which okay. could be very interesting for all the parents out there listening
right.
to us.
Okay, okay.
And but also for the children, why not? Maybe we have some children listening to Coffee Break Italian.
Awesome. Oh, okay, dai.
Allora, beh, devo dire che la verità è un concetto molto importante nella cultura italiana e grazie a un personaggio che forse tutti i nostri ascoltatori conoscono.
Okay, so truth is a very important concept, as you said,
sì.
in Italian culture, and this is perhaps thanks to a character that we all know.
Sì, è ovviamente l'intramontabile Pinocchio.
The one and only Pinocchio.
Sì, il burattino di legno a cui cresceva il naso ogni qualvolta diceva una bugia.
The wooden puppet whose nose grew every time he told a lie.
Sì, è vero. E ancora oggi i bambini italiani conoscono benissimo le avventure di questo eroe nazionale.
So, even today, Italian children know very well these adventures of this national hero.
Sì. E ogni volta che cercano di nascondere la verità ai propri genitori,
so every time they want to hide the truth from their own parents,
si sentono dire queste parole.
Okay, so this is your phrase coming up. These are the words that the parents would say.
Non dire bugie o ti cresce il naso.
So don't tell lies or your nose will grow.
Sì.
So now you know how to say that in Italian.
Non dire bugie o ti cresce il naso.
That is where we're going to leave this episode of Coffee Break Italian. We hope that you've enjoyed it. If you'd like to access the transcript and some lesson notes, then you can head over to coffeebreakitalian.com, where you'll find everything you need to know.
If you'd like to practice your Italian, search for Coffee Break Italian on Facebook, and we are Learn Italian on Twitter and Coffee Break Languages on Instagram.
We'll be back again soon with more Coffee Break Italian. Until then, alla prossima, ciao!
A presto, non dite bugie!
You have been listening to a production of the Coffee Break Academy for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2019 Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2019 Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.